chatting with V's captain Tyson Jost earlier than we wanted to do this. Obviously, Tyson, but a tough ending to what was a pretty good season for the Penticton V's. Maybe let's just go back to Saturday, Game 6, one that a lot of people still have probably a tough time digesting. Has it sunk in for you? And
It has sunk in and it hasn't. I mean, there's kind of different levels to it. It's obviously really disappointing. I mean, I said it before, we went out swinging, and that's something that you can kind of be proud of, but disappointing and kind of that empty feeling in my stomach right now. And looking back to last year where we went so far and we came one game short, and then this year where we kind of thought that we had the team to do it and the men in the locker room, and to come up short again, it's kind of an empty feeling. And I mean, I haven't been knocked out this early in playoffs for, I think it was 4 years, so it does suck. And I mean, it is disappointing, but I mean, I had an unreal time at Penticton here, and I'm going to move on to different things and always have this special program in my heart here. And it's been awesome, and Fred's been awesome, and this program's been awesome, so I have the utmost respect for this program, and I'm so happy I chose to come here.
Is Game 6 a good example of this team's competitiveness, that desire to win, being down 4-1? A lot of teams would just pack it in the third period, but you guys almost came back there.
Yeah, I remember when we were on the bench and I looked over at Jonesy when they scored that empty net goal, and I mean, I said, we're not out of this fight, let's keep swinging, it's not over till, like they say, the fat lady sings. And I mean, we had that chance where I gave it back door to Jones there when to tie the game, and I mean, you saw the pitcher, and it looks like it was in the net, but I mean, what can you do about it now? And then the goal where they called goalie interference on me when D'Amico scored, I mean, I don't know about that, but I can't really comment now. It's over, and Westside did a good job of kind of containing our top line there and our top guys. And I mean, it is kind of disappointing when you couldn't get some of the output that you had in the regular season, but it is playoffs and stuff, and you are trying your hardest, but like I said, it is disappointing. But I mean, it does kind of show our character a little bit of how we went out fighting, and we were down 4-1. That would have a pretty special comeback, and I think we would have had an overtime too. We would have had the momentum, but you can't really do anything about it now.
Chatted with Tyson Jost after the V's season coming to an end of the weekend. For yourself, I know you're not going to really say anything, but obviously a broken hand finger issue on your left hand. How did that affect you?
Yeah, a little bit, but like you said, I don't want to make excuses. It's part of hockey, and it's part of the game, and that's part of playoffs too. You gotta play through injuries. So I don't want to sit here and say I didn't have the ability to do what I usually do. I mean, it's part of the game, and that's something that I have to battle with. Just look at Colton. I mean, he had a separated shoulder, and he was fighting through it. It's just part of playoffs, and I mean, I wanted to win this national championship this year so bad, so I would do anything. And I mean, it's just kind of disappointed that I couldn't get it done, but I'm not going to sit here and say I didn't do as well as we thought because I had a broken hat, or because Colton was hurt, or because Broder was out. We had to find ways, and we didn't. So it just sucks, and you have that empty feeling. But I mean, there's nothing, like I said, there's nothing you can do now.
Do you feel like you're up against it in the sense that things just weren't going to go this team's way? With, you talk about the disallowed goals, three potentially in Game 6, the posts, the way the puck was bouncing. It sounds cliche, but it seemed like you guys couldn't get a bounce to go your way in that series.
Yeah, we talk about that and say how, I mean, we couldn't find that extra bouncer or whatnot. And you look at the Jonesy save at the end there where, I mean, just a little bit, just an inch lower or an inch higher would have been in the net. But, I mean, I think that's stuff that comes down to it's you got to work hard for those. And if you're working hard, the bounces will come. And I think there's times where we didn't really lay it all out on the line. I mean, it's playoff hockey, and we didn't sell out points at the time in that series. And they did. So I think that's reasons why they got bounces, and maybe we didn't, but we could sit here and say all the posts we hit and all those close chances we had, and maybe the missed goals or the missed opportunities on calls there. But I mean, when you're working hard, those are usually going to come. So I mean, I guess you could say the hockey gods weren't on our side, but we got to earn that respect too. And I don't know if we did that 100%, so it is tough.
Now, you made a decision to come here a couple years ago. Obviously, now as a 16-year-old, you're leaving, going into college hockey next season. A lot of people are talking about you and Dante, WHL or the NCAA route around hockey in the media as well. How do you look back on the decision? Obviously, you've won a lot of accolades with yourself and Dante. You must have been pretty happy with, I know, the season this year, but as a whole, your junior career in Penticton.
Yeah, I have the utmost respect for this program. I mean, it's been so good to me, and it's developed me not only as a hockey player, but also as a person. I've grown so much over these past 2 years, almost 3 years, I can say, because I was affiliated with the team when I was 15 years old there. So, I mean, I look back on it, and it was one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. It was kind of a turning point there, and Fred Harbison did such a good job at developing not only me, but Dante too, and I think we've grown as people and as hockey players too. So I look back on it, and I mean, I had the option to go to the WHL with the Silvertips there, and nothing against them at all. They're a great program, I'm sure, and they'll have success too. But I mean, I'm so happy I pursued this route, and I'm so happy those coaches in there recruited me to come to this program, because it is special. And I mean, you look behind on the wall here of all the alumni and all the people that moved on to better things, and I mean, made a pro career, and it's special. And I mean, I don't want to look too far ahead, but hopefully Dante and me and maybe a few other guys can be a part of that. But I mean, it's kind of hard to say all these things when you kind of fall short those 2 years. And I wanted a national championship really bad, and I mean, it does suck. So I mean, but Penticton's been unbelievable to me, and the coaching staff has been unbelievable, the training staff, everybody around this organization has been unbelievable. The Billet families, the fans, and I mean, I just want to thank everybody for the time and everything they've done for me through these past 2 years, and it's been special, and it's something I'll cherish for the rest of my life. And once a V and always a V. I know it's cliche, but it's true, and I owe a lot to this program, and I mean, it's been a blast for these last 2 years.
Well, thanks for this, Tyson. It's been a couple exciting years with you at the helm, and best of luck in your future at North Dakota.
Thank you.